Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. Blessings to all, each and every one of you, to all of you. I've been thinking a lot about the relationship between body, mind, and spirit. And that does not exclude the heart. It includes the heart. And so what I will say is, first and foremost, Awakening Matters is about all matters of what I just mentioned, as well as your energy body, your universal body, your light body, your consciousness, your hall of records, your soul contracts, your higher self, your lifetimes upon lifetimes. And I am infinitely blessed to be able to speak with people not only about those matters, but help them to heal, if that is what the intention is that they arrive to my door with. So today, as usual, I don't prepare for shows. I just let it flow. But for those who are tuning in for the first time, I do have a website, Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com, and a YouTube channel and some things that tell you a little bit more about myself. So, you know, it's so interesting because the relationship of the body, mind, spirit, and the heart, it's all interconnected. There is a communication that goes on at all times, even while sleeping, between the body, the mind, the heart, and the universe at all times. And so I'm so fascinated by this relationship and this connection, because so often in our lives, we walk around believing that we are what? Disconnected, not connected. There's a thriving that goes on in some people that they have large groups of people in their lives or family, etc. And then there is longing in other people because they have no one. And so it's so interesting how it can be and both, depending upon where you are in your life and what's happening for you. You can have a tremendous amount of love and people in your life, and then you can be met with, God willing you're not, but an aloneness, and you're looking at the opportunities. Now, I will say I am addressing the mind, body, spirit in everything I'm saying tonight, and I will bring it all back to its connecting point. I see time alone, meaning without others around, as a time of reflection and a time of where life has said, fill yourself and the beauty of your soul and the healing of anything that you have defined as not beautiful. Take this time to heal it, to love it, and to love yourself. Fill your every inch of your space with the embodiment that you want to receive, the embodiment that you want to represent and that you want to attract in your life. And that doesn't always, you know, I'm just going to share with you, you don't wake up, well, hopefully you do, but you don't wake up listening to birds and all of a sudden butterflies, you know, and you're hearing around you and you're hearing beautiful music. You know, wouldn't that be wonderful? I guess you could consciously call upon the energies of those things, or maybe you're camping and that's happening. But like myself, for instance, this morning I woke up and I had a very large glass of water, which I start my day off with. I'm more food than, I'm more water. It's the opposite than I am food related. So I start my day with a lot of water, and it was just pretty big and full to the top, and it just slipped out. I had just woken up. I was thinking, what a glorious day. Yes, right on. And I am still talking about body, mind, spirit, and the alignment of that. because as I approached the kitchen, my eyes barely open and able to see that huge glass cup slipped. Well, actually, it was actually not glass. It was a, what kind of a glass cup is it? It has a lid on it. It's kind of plastic. It has a straw coming out the top, so it's pretty big. But anyway, I stood there as I held only the lid when I got to the kitchen, and the rest of the cup fell and water everywhere, and of course the cup just shattered. And I just stood there, and I knew at that moment, because of my conscious work with myself, that my mind, body, and spirit had a choice. Sometimes we don't consciously remember we have a choice, and we just react. And that happens too. But I, in this moment, maybe it was because I was so sleepy, I thought, wait, you have a choice right now in how you feel and how you react to this. So I just went about cleaning it up, and there was very little intensity around it, and just then went on to the next task and the next, which got me thinking how I tuned into my body. Like, body, how did that feel? I'm sharing me with all of you, and it's what and how I relate to several different things, but I by no means am telling anybody the way they should, but I am inviting you into a window into my life. And so I did have the wherewithal and the mental clarity to say, body, how do you feel? You know, and tune in. Because our bodies talk to us. Our bodies talk to us through pain. As an example, when we have pain, regardless of where it is in the body or how intense it is or what it feels like, it can be an emergency or it can be a sign that your body needs attention there. I will say without question that pain in the body is a communicator to you to take notice. And it can be an emotional wound that is needing your attention, and you are meant to send it love. It can be an unconscious place within you where you are hurting and you're not aware to go there and offer it love and healing, and therefore there's some pain there, and then your focus goes there. So as multi-leveled as we are, multi-dimensional as we are, so is the symptomology around mind, emotional body, and physical body communicating with you. And I'm a firm believer, and actually I represent the fact that I believe the body can heal itself. And I believe that the body, if we work with it, can restore itself. The body is made up of trillions of cells communicating with each other. And if there's past trauma there, that communication is either going to be distorted, slowed down, or it's going to be skipped altogether. But then that's going to create somewhere in the body, either localized in an area where the trauma occurred, an issue, or if it goes undealt with lifelong, it can become trauma that's systemic. Why? Because it's traveling throughout the bloodstream or throughout the body, but it still has the capacity to tell you its story, And so I do tune into the body, my body, and communicate with it and find out what it needs. Hopefully, not always able to, especially prior to my life now, before the pain, the dis-ease or the trauma is screaming louder because we weren't listening. And some of us didn't even have a choice. We just survived what we had to. And then the body is, especially I want to talk about when we're in a survival mode and we are surviving. And so that means there's a lot that you're participating in emotionally, physically, mentally, that the body is absorbing and just putting over there, putting over there, putting over there. It's just trauma, but you're not able to really deal with it fully and completely, so it's over there. But over there means somewhere in your body. And then, because this has happened to me in my life as well, I will have an experience or an opportunity to what? To let down, meaning to go from survival to literally letting go and moving from a fight or flight to a vulnerability. When we move into a vulnerability, because either there's love in our life or there's greater security within us, whether it's universal or personal or human, there might be a vulnerability that we're able to bring forth, or not that we choose to bring forth, but all of a sudden it's there and it's in your face and you're dealing with health issues that you didn't even know you had, and they've been there all along, just collecting data, collecting trauma, collecting information, and storing it in the cellular body, storing it in your personal library. And so where the mind-body-soul connection works, because again, all parts of you are communicating at one time, not only on behalf of the greatest and grandest version of you, but the greatest and grandest version of your cellular body is aligned and really does want the greatest and grandest version for itself as well. So sometimes it's a matter of doing energy work, vibrational work, any kind of work that you want to do, but a matter of changing the cellular construct around the trauma, changing the cell structure by addressing the energy around the trauma that I said earlier was put over here, over here, over here, so you could survive, and then replacing it with a lighter love, whether it's self-love or love is being shared with you or what have you. It's something that I do that's called Point of Light. It's a healing modality, and it works. Why am I saying it works? Because it works on me. And if it works on me, it has worked on many, 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 many clients. And it's really a modality that incorporates human communication, energy communication, frequency communication, and literally all the way down to the core of the cell, communicating with the cell. Are you holding trauma, et cetera, et cetera? And finding out the free will of the cell. Yes, I said the free will of the cell. You don't want to go into the cell or even into an area of the body forcing it to do something, because then you go from soft and malleable to a wall and hardness and the inability to even access the energy. So I am one who believes that the cells in the body have not only free will, but the ability to respond and to receive and to renew and to restore, because I have not only witnessed it through my own body, but I have been blessed to witness it through working with others. So the mind-body-spirit connection is very, very strong. So let's go back to this morning when my cup fell, shattered, there was water everywhere. I have to say, I have a comedic timing going on in regards to a puppy, and she saw it as a swimming pool or a tap dancing number, but that was very much part of the laughter and the peace that I felt in cleaning it up, because she was having a blast, and by the end of it, she was just dripping in water and looked like the happiest dog I've ever seen. And so that was wonderful. And so it caused me, in looking at her, to inquire within. So many adults, more in numbers than I care to admit for humanity, walk around with injured, broken, surviving or barely surviving parts internally, meaning the emotional body, the physical body, maybe even the mental body. And so trauma occurs. It can be minor, it can be major, it doesn't matter. Trauma is trauma, and whether somebody's had trauma their whole lives or somebody has had trauma throughout the in and out of their lives, there's no need nor a desire to really measure it. Trauma is trauma. And by the way, the body is never, ever like, oh, well, you only had trauma for 2 years and you've been alive for 10, so it's okay. No, the body doesn't relate to time in that manner. The body relates to, it's so interesting because the thought just came to me, somebody must be asking, is the mental body separated from the cellular body in the ability for the mental body to have its own thought and then the cell body to have its own thought? Yes and no. So the cells are not in your body. The cells are not comprised of just your free will and your reason for being, which I'll get to in a minute. The cell body is also here to have its own experience of connectivity, of wholeness, of being a part of the bigger picture. And so there is a dialogue within the mind, body, and spirit that absolutely happens. I mean, I will say that if you're focused on something for a very long time, for a majority of your life, maybe you're afraid of something, because when I say the emotional body, I'm addressing fears, the fear of, many people can have this feel more secure without love, and then when they receive love, it feels more scary to them, or there are so many different scenarios, as many scenarios as there are humans. And so when we look at the mass consciousness, the opportunity is not to question why is everyone pointing at everybody and blaming everybody else. And why would a group of people wish that a person is dead and gone because they believe their lives will be better? Or vice versa. Whenever somebody is, I've heard about myself, and that's what I'm referring to, is that a group of people that... and I'm not surprised because I know this group of people have said, I have not heard them say this, and the person who told me they said this, I question where their heart was when they just offered that up as information. And that is, when you die, they all are going to dance on your grave. Whoa! Okay, so my point being that when you are walking around, and most of humanity is, with positive or negative experiences, but you're going to experience the results of your choices based on those experiences. And so the body, mind, spirit aspect is about your ability to kind of tune in and have that conversation with your mind, body, and spirit, and kind of if you can't access, let's say, an emotion, or it's kind of too vague, and the thought of communicating with the cells in your digestion just doesn't feel real to you, that's okay. They're very real to themselves, and I invite you to do an exercise. I would say do it for 3 days, and every night before you go to sleep, you want to, and if you hear background noise, my dogs are creating havoc, and they're playing, so that's what you're hearing. But I invite you 3 nights in a row to just, like, stand in the light of the possibility that to you, with yourself, that, you know, this person said that, so I'm going to, every night before I go to bed, it can be the last thing you say before you go to sleep or while you're getting ready for bed, but that you just say in your own words, but if it resonates, something to the effect of, I invite love, pure love, not necessarily humanistic love, like, I hope they like me, I hope they, no, higher love, the energy of pure love, the light of pure love, whatever resonates with you, to move within myself and to heal anything that has forgotten that it is pure love, and that it anything that is distorted and outside of love, that love bring balance back into the cells. So all night as I sleep, I invite myself to receive. I'm open to receiving higher love, pure love, energy love, self-love. Always start with yourself. You can't offer another what you have not received and embodied yourself. So always start with yourself. And so I invite you to do that for 3 nights, and you will wake up, especially by the 3rd night, feeling whatever it is that you're seeking to feel, more energy, clarity, vitality, better hair, skin, I don't even know, whatever it is, health, abundant health and well-being. And so we are connected, body, mind, spirit. And I say that to you because there is within you a connectivity that is bigger even than the whole world around you. So you expand beyond that, and you even go beyond that. So if you are believing falsely that your world is very, very small, I invite you to close your eyes and expand your light body beyond what is even known to you. And that is how big you are. You are big. And when I say big, I mean that is the true size of your light body, of how much you can heal, how much you can love, how much you can awaken into. We are here on this earth plane, very much meant to be a part of the earth plane. We are here to awaken, to go through lessons and opportunities, and to celebrate ourselves. And we get so caught up in being celebrated by others. We get caught up in others seeing us, validating us, loving us, liking us, that really one of the strongest and most beautiful reasons for being alive is to be able to recognize that if I love myself fully and completely, not only will I be a kinder and more light-filled being on this earth plane, but what if I felt whole and complete to the degree that I didn't hold anyone hostage to call me, see me, recognize me, etc.? Now, I'm not telling you relationship advice. That's a whole other show. I'm talking about your own relationship with yourself. And that is, you are here to celebrate who you are and love yourself so tremendously that even if you're hearing things about people dancing on your grave, you internally, well, you create a boundary there real quick, but because you love yourself, then the extension of that love is, I am a fullness of being. I am whole, and I am complete. Does that mean I don't need anybody in my life? No. In fact, it means I want to celebrate. I want to celebrate and have a blast. I want to exchange ideas. I want to communicate. I love words and communicating and contemplating. Now, there are others who love music. I love music, but there are others who love dancing. Okay, I love dancing too. Let's see. Others who love food. I love that too. So you have to know that you can align with and first align with yourself, become what you want others to offer you. Now, I'm not saying that drawing boundaries and being clear, in fact, it happens even greater, meaning when you love yourself and you respect yourself and you appreciate yourself and you know that you matter to yourself and you recognize who you are and why you are, you hopefully won't have to, but then that energy in itself creates boundaries that others who would not honor that in themselves or within you, hopefully you don't attract that. And if you do attract those who, the haters that hate that you're happy or hate that you have so much light or they hate that you this, that, or the other thing. The truth of the matter is if you look back at them, that's what they're doing is they're hating, 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 hating. And yes, you can be a temporary projection of that hating, but the truth is they hate something within themselves and it's easier for them to focus on you. And so be it. But do know yourself well and allow yourself to receive. Because you are embodied, part of your ability to be here is to receive. And I mean receive light, conscious awareness, contemplation, writing stuff down, and then go ahead and dance to music, eat the food you enjoy, have quality connections that leave you feeling better than worse. And know that you deserve that, that that is your birthright. Listen, everybody has a story, and everybody's story matters. I can only speak on my own, and I can say that, well, based on my story, I shouldn't even be alive. I shouldn't have clarity, and I shouldn't even be able to communicate, let alone have the love in my heart and the knowing that I do. And there's a lot more to that. And so I say to you, please, please, please don't let your past define your entire life. Yes, there is a portion of time in your life where you will go through the awakening or the healing of your past, and you will merge and integrate with who you want to be versus who you are not able to be. Because when you're in survival, it's often... Well, a limited version of you is present. But I'll tell you this, if you were in survival while you were in a relationship, and then that relationship ends, and you do a tremendous amount of work with yourself, and you come out of it being broken open, and so full of joy and clarity and balance, anchoring, and then you run into, or maybe that person is still in your circle, you run into that person and they're just hating, hating, hating. They are where you left them. They haven't moved forward and they've infected an entire consciousness in regards to you. Please don't collapse into yourself. I invite you to understand your light must be so bright. Your love must be so big, so much bigger than the pain that you have endured and the struggles of that relationship. And if you're still being hated on after that, that has nothing to do with you. That has everything to do with them and themselves. So you shine your light. And you dance your dance, and you sing your song. And even if you are standing alone doing that, you have to know that your angels and guides and loved ones on the other side are standing with you. They are celebrating you, celebrating yourself. And if it's me and I'm thanking them for celebrating with me, and what does all of that do to your body, mind, spirit? What does all of that do? Now, of course, if you're tuning into all the hate, there might be a temporary time where your humanity feels really heavy, and you feel, and you're triggered. You're triggered to your past where that heaviness was there. But then when you move back into the present moment and you tune in with the clarity of who you are and how you are, what you will accept, what you won't accept, not because you're trying to control anything, but because you love yourself that much. And you remain a loving presence in the world, but that does not mean pleasing people or trying to get... If you're an empath or even sensitive, there's a tendency to see people that don't love themselves and to try, has to do with my past, to try and love them so much so that they love themselves. And then you also, if you can get that person to love themselves, then you're lovable. So there's all that stuff. I'm going to say skip out on all of that. You don't know you have choices until all of a sudden you awaken to remember that you have free will and you have choices, and you can choose to love yourself. Now, this is a real simplistic and extremely powerful way to love yourself. Throughout your day, just kind of tune in and ask yourself, is the thought I'm having a loving one? Or is it making me feel something other than love? Is the feeling I'm feeling a loving feeling? Or is it not, and I don't want to have that anymore? Are the choices or the focus that I'm focused on, is that making me feel good, or is that making me feel bad? And so I want to shift to what is loving of me. So my point is kind of, move through your day, or more often the better, tuning into what adds to my life or to me and what is distracting or taking away from me. And start loving yourself by saying, oh, that is, okay, I'm not going to give my life force to that. I'm going to focus on this because this makes me happy. Oh, wait, we ran into another thought, feeling, or interaction that doesn't feel good, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus over here. Now, does that mean ignore all the abuse in your life? No, don't ignore it by any means. Do something about it. So if you had a life, and of course I'm talking about mine as a child, where choices were not an option, did not have choices. It was this way, and that's it. And so when you do have options all of a sudden, first of all, you really don't know what to do with them. You're kind of like a child where you're like, oh, what do you do here? And what's that do? And et cetera. So you learn as you go. And then you get to a place of clarity with yourself. And you realize and recognize that you have choice and that you can make choices. You don't have to ignore your present situation or your past situation. I'm just saying don't dwell there. Do something about it. And if making a boundary is what you do, even if that boundary is just with yourself, that it do whatever is going to be loving towards you. Loving meaning it's going to feel good. Sometimes saying what's loving towards me doesn't really transfer into, oh, okay, this is. So go with your feelings as well and ask yourself, does this feel good? Equaling, I'm going to choose what feels good for me versus what feels bad, because maybe, just maybe, the universe is talking to me about that very thing, loving yourself versus not. And forgiving yourself for past if you're dealing with stuff now, so the past could be an hour ago, a week ago, a year ago, or if you're talking about your past, like I am, learn to forgive yourself. And I really mean forgive yourself. Whatever that looks like for you, if you want to write stuff down, write yourself a thank you letter, write yourself a forgiveness letter for the positions that you were put in that you didn't remove yourself out of, or whatever your situation is, write yourself letters if that feels like you can forgive yourself. Let yourself have a good cry. I know it sounds cheesy, but look in the mirror and say, I love you. Whatever works for you, see the look on your children, your spouse, your animal, your dog's face looking at you with so much love, and allow it in. Allow it in. And at the same time, if you feel like the love that's in your life is not offering you that, again, like I said earlier, you need to offer yourself that. You need to at least know what it feels like and looks like. And then you need to create a boundary, whatever that boundary is, with you and for you, or with the other people in your life. But you do have the power within you to everything I'm talking about. I'm going from imbalance to balance, imbalance back to balance. So everything I'm talking about is, if it's imbalanced, let's go back to health. If your body has been carrying for a very long time the imbalance of your past, maybe you even dealt with it emotionally, but your physical body is holding the cellular consciousness at different areas of your body is holding not only the past trauma, but it is shut down, distorted, unable to participate in the wholeness of the extraordinary aspect that is your body. There's a way to communicate with it. There's a way to clear it, transmute it, calibrate it, and fully restore it. And that is, and the first step of that is that when your body is in pain, start to allow it to receive love. And the reason is, one of the things that with the level of pain, of course, it's dependent upon the issue, but sometimes the body holds pain and gets stronger, that pain gets stronger to get our attention. And so when you start sending the intention of clearing the cause, let's say that doesn't work, then you want to send the energy and the intention of removing or transmuting, clearing the trauma that I'm feeling from the pain at this place in my body, and restoring clarity, translucence even. You can see something solid and then see it clear. You can see right through it. But you're basically breathing life back into the cells of the body at that level. And then, of course, I would always say, begin with love and end with love. Because if you are blessed enough in this life to know the goodness of love, then you don't have to change it. You can just add to it. Unfortunately, that's not the case with most of humanity. Love has been used, abused, and for some, they've turned it into hate, and they're riding that wave straight into the wall they created. And so I say, begin with love, restoring love within you, and moving into a place of, I know I'm going to get help if you're in a physical crisis, health crisis. You can say to yourself, I know I'm going to get help. I am looking forward to that help. I have family in my life. I have friends in my life, people I can call upon. And I have a direct mic. I have a mic in my hand, and it goes directly to the trillions of cells in my body. And it's surround sound. because all trillions of your cells and your etheric light body is holding the vibrational frequency of that moment and your focused intention. And so you can absolutely hold or set the intention, I'm going to talk into the mic of my being and all my cells will hear me. I love you to the core of who you are. I thank you for being, and anything that's blocking that love, known or unknown, that it be cleared, and love, the vibration of love, the highest vibration of love, if you want, take its rightful place there and heal. That would be a strong one. Make it your own if you want for those 3 nights. But after a while, you carry so much light and love within you and around you that you start hearing things about other people, meaning you have no intentions of impacting anyone, but you're around somebody's dog. And they're not doing well. In fact, they think they're the dog's on its way out. And you were just visiting with the people, and you looked at the dog, felt compassion, and you pet the dog. And then the next day, they're calling you and going, the dog is back to life. And then you hear that about another person that you've visited with, etc. All that means is the truth of who you are, and the strength and clarity and alignment to who you are is as strong as the strongest light beaming from the earth all the way into the ethers and back again, into that which is unknown and returning. It's strong. Love knows itself. And so wherever there's an opening, anywhere, known to you, unknown to you, meaning person, dog, environment, we all impact our environments differently. And so I'm here just to remind you that be the first one to impact your own environment, meaning your inner environment, and then your outer environment may respond as well, because that's how connected you are. So I thank you for tuning in, and I invite you to really find your own dialogue if you've never heard it before and you're wondering, what words do I use to love myself? Hey, by the way, I came from an environment, a long childhood into my, where I heard nothing but hate, just hate. And so I'm here to tell you, not, oh, poor me, no. I'm here to tell you, but I do have compassion for myself and others. But if you are thinking, I don't know the language of love, I don't trust it, it's not real, I just know the language of strong intensity and hate, your heart speaks the language already. The words that I choose to speak to myself and repair and restore my body and those around me were not taught to me. I go into my heart and I let my heart communicate with me and to me and to others. Trust that your heart, no matter how broken it is, and I know, believe me, that even a broken heart, love's infinite wisdom will bring forth a dialogue that is not only reparative, but incomprehensibly strong. And so trust it. Trust it and know, even if you can't find words with the vibration of love, start humming to yourself. Tune in and say, I want my body to feel the vibration, the frequency of love. I want to hum that frequency to myself and let it start happening. But please, please, please know this. You can't bypass yourself and try and get that from somebody else. Maybe you do get it from somebody else, but you have to participate. You have to participate in your own awakening, your own healing, your own transformation, your own lessons, your own celebrations. And may, I pray for you, may there be others celebrating with you, but if not, the entire universe is standing with you and celebrating that you are a part of itself and everything that is. So I invite you to join me in 2 weeks, same time, same place, and where we really dive into sacred spaces and the beings on the earth plane that remain in those sacred places, on those sacred places, around those sacred places, and why. Why are there beings from times long ago or in the future that are present, seen, and acknowledged by many, and why are they there? So that will be very fun. So I send you blessings of light, most importantly, that you love yourself beyond all the hate, even your own. Transmute that hate. Your own is the only hate you can transmute into a love that knows better and loves greater towards yourself. So thank you very much, and bye for now.